Country Bob FM. And here it is. It's the Bob Almanac. Were there any Gons, but not, Almanac salutes, people that have crossed over to the Gons, but not forgotten last week?
Well, we should have done an Almanac salute on Friday for Steve Lawrence of Steve and Edie fame.
Oh.
And I hadn't, I'd seen it late Thursday, and I said, oh yeah, I got to do an Almanac salute, and then I forgot. So we did mention it, but I forgot to do an Almanac salute. Yeah, from Steve and Edie. Steve Lawrence passed away at the age of 88, I believe, last Thursday. But I thought you'd want to at least, have it for your year-end review.
Well, yes, we need to have it for the year-end review. So let's do it right now. This is his biggest hit, by the way. It's Go Away, Little Girl, Bob F.
Oh, yeah.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
And, the Donny Osmond version just isn't the same
alone with you,
right?
Although this is a little more creepy because I think he's probably of age. And how old is the little girl?
Right.
Yeah. That's a little bit creepy. So Steve Lawrence, 88. Is Edie still alive?
I believe so. And they came onto the scene about the same time as Elvis, and there was a lot of pressure from their agents to go rock and roll.
Oh.
But they know they wanted to be the Frank Sinatra sound, and so they opted to not go rock and roll, and they still did just fine. But I just think of when Phil Hartman's doing Sinatra.
The Sinatra group.
And Mike.
You bet, Myers, Frank.
Yeah, they're just kissing his butt, and it's hilarious.
Monday, March 11th, 71st day of the year, 1810, Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte married Marie Louise, who was the 18-year-old daughter of the Emperor of Austria. The bride had never seen the groom, sight unseen, and guess what? Didn't see him at the wedding either. Bonaparte sent a stand-in.
Really? Well, he didn't want her to see how short he was.
Well, exactly. She was probably taller than he was. He had short man syndrome.
Right.
Little guy syndrome. He's a little guy. Little guy. 1810, 1847 here this date.
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Johnny Appleseed, John Chapman died. Was gone but not forgotten this date, 1847. And thus today is Johnny Appleseed Day. Guy knows how to grow some apples.
Deservedly so.
I think they're at the Loose Line Orchard.
Right.
I think they have a statue of Johnny Appleseed, do they not?
Well, they should.
They should. We'll have to get on that. Terry sent me a nice text during the state hockey tournament. She's a big hockey fan. She was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of cool.
She's a sports fan, for sure.
So that was 1847. How about 1930? William Howard Taft, the largest of all presidents. He was over three bills, well over three bills.
Right.
He became the first U.S. president to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery, not because they wanted to, they just didn't have space elsewhere. They had an acre back next to Lincoln.
Yeah.
And they just didn't have room for the big William Howard Taft. So they said,
pine box.
We got to go somewhere else. The size of a piano case, they said.
Yeah.
Which was a little over elaborate. People that size are getting buried all the time now.
Right.
But I remember seeing that in the trivia book. The question was, who was the only president to be buried in a casket the size of a piano case or piano something or other? And it was always... Taft.
Yeah.
He liked his buffets.
Yeah.
They had the midnight buffet. It was like a casino there at the White House during the Taft days.
Right.
It's like the midnight, you go do some gambling and you have midnight buffet and Taft.
If you've got documents to sign, bring a sandwich.
1930. Now let's go to 69.
He came into our town. He was tall and had eyes that could look right to the bottom of you. We might have welcomed him except for one thing. His pants. They weren't dull like ours, and this troubled us. Stranger, how is it your pants have colors and flared legs? He just smiled and said, I'm wearing Levi's.
He's wearing Levi's. He had the flared legs. We call them bell bottoms.
Right.
Levi Strauss started selling bell-bottom jeans. I had one pair.
They were the craze.
They were green, and they had button fly, and they were hand-me-downs from an uncle. And that's the only bell-bottoms I ever had. I don't know. I didn't like them. They were just too weird. How about you?
You had to have them. I mean,
and the bigger the better.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I didn't like those massive ones, but I did have one pair of white pants that were bell bottoms, and I had a flowered purple shirt.
Oh boy.
Oh man, that was styling.
Chick magnet.
Yeah, they ran so fast. Still are.
I'm sure they're running away.
Yeah. Yes, of
1969.
Course.
1969. How about 1985?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
You heard him.
Yeah, we would not have had those words had Mikhail Gorbachev not been named the new chairman of the Soviet Communist Party on this day, 1985. And then it was a few years later that Reagan would be at the Brandenburg Gate saying those words to Gorbachev. And they did tear down that wall.
They tore it down.
So that was this date. Gorbachev... His birthmark on his head and everything took over, and that was the new open door. The light was on, glasnost, perestroika, Neil. Things were going to change in the Soviet Union.
And it was a good thing.
And now they're no longer the Soviet Union, they're Russia, but now they got Putin.
Yeah, he's a different cat.
Putin, 1985. 86.
A little something happens when I grab that stitch. I'll become a pop star in just one lick. I'm a pop star.
So this was controversial on this date. Popsicle announced that it was going to end the tradition of the twin stick frozen popsicles. Yeah. The twin stick, the twin pops. They went down to a one stick model.
Yeah.
Have they ever brought the two sticks back just, you know, for a limited time?
Yeah, they must have at some point. I mean, who didn't use the side of the counter to, you know, break them in two at some point?
Well, it was always kind of tricky.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you'd break it and it would be one and a half and then a half of one left on the other one. But that was the state, 1986. And the whole way that Popsicle was invented was fantastic as well. Some guy was like in San Francisco, was in California, and he left some juice out in a pop with a stick in it. It froze overnight. And that's where the person, this father, continued. They all of a sudden they just kind of, that's kind of cool. So they started doing it, and then when the son got older, he decided to make it into a treat, and they became big-time competitors with the Good Humor people.
Oh, yeah. Because
they were putting ice cream on sticks. They were putting, you know, frozen juice on a stick, and I think eventually the Good Humor people bought the Popsicle people.
Okay.
Or vice versa. But, of course, you'd have to watch that episode of...
The Food That Built America.
So that was the state. Popsicle went from two... To one. Unfortunate. And a lot of people, that hurt dating and getting together and meeting new people because you could split them.
Right.
Back in the day, we'd bring people together because they would share and they would break it. One would have one, one would have the other.
Well, you know what they do now?
What do they do now?
They come individually wrapped, but there are two of them wrapped together, so you have to pull them apart.
Oh.
And there is two. I have the popsicle, no sugar added fudgicles. Which are the same as their no sugar added popsicles.
That sounds
crazy. And
that's
the way they pack them.
Viewer discretion is advised when you watch Cops. Cops debuted on this date. Fox TV, a regular series. Are they still making new versions of that?
So.
You know, they've got a Live on Patrol. They've got all these other shows that kind of came from that and were born from that. But Cops, been around for a while. 1989 is when
I didn't realize it was that, that long ago.
Let's remember a great football player, commentator, and actor today. We lost Merlin Olsen back in 2010.
Good morning, Mr. Garvey.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, Carla. You shouldn't sneak up on a man like that.
Well, I wasn't sneaking. I was just going to school.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's in the bottle?
That's just the medicine that Doc Baker got for me.
The biggest bottle of medicine I ever saw.
Yeah, well, you know, as big as I am, I gotta have a lot.
Yeah, He was a big guy. He was the biggest guy in Plum Creek and in Hero Township.
For sure.
Big John Garvey. So Merlin Olsen, football player. He
was
part of the
Rams.
Fearsome foursome. Then he was fantastic. You pair him with Dick Enberg. What a just amazing pairing that was.
They were really good.
The NBC AFC games. He was only 69 when he passed away on this date in 2010. He
Very also young
had his,
man.
He had his own show, Father Murphy, and then Aaron's Way, which is about an Amish goof. So that was his date, 2010. And also, I think Ron Burgundy was a really close friend. They'd get together, and they would sit and with their leather-bound books, would in the room that smelled of a rich mahogany.
Yes.
So that was his date, 2010.
There's that snare drum you didn't want to hear.
My ears are bleeding.
Right.
Rupert Murdoch, he's the man, the founder of the media holding company News Corp, which was split up in 2013 into News Corp and the mass media company 21st Century Fox. Now, it was 20th Century Fox. Mm-hmm. Now they changed it to 21st Century Fox. I guess,
I guess they had to.
But that's the big theme. Every 20th Century Fox movie starts with it. And I believe that was what Ronald Reagan came up to instead of Hail to the Chief.
Okay.
I think they played that. Because he came out of Hollywood,
he,
right?
Yeah,
it only made sense
that
instead of Hail to the Chief,
right.
the State of the Union's for Ronald Reagan would be that. Former NBC newscaster Sam Donaldson is 90 today.
Oh.
This is not a trial, but it sure looks like one on TV.
I am representing a man who is charged with two counts of first-degree murder, where the people may be asking for the death penalty.
O.J. Simpson's defense team takes the offensive, turning a routine hearing into high courtroom drama.
Sam Donaldson is 90. He's still around, 90 today. ABC newsman.
He went through Annandale here a few years back.
He did?
Yeah, he was in Annandale. I was stopped at a restaurant my friend owned, and she got a picture with him.
That is fantastic. Yeah. What was he doing?
I don't know. It was
Sam Donaldson?
Looking for a salad and a finger sandwich. And
he had one of the great hair helmets.
He did.
All
he really did.
TV news anchors. Sam Donaldson is 90 today. We need a little squeeze box. Flaco Jimenez. Texas Tornadoes, and of course, helping out the Mavericks here on this little tune.
Oh, I love it.
Little piano, little steel guitar, and little squeeze box with Flaco Jimenez. 85 today.
I prefer Jimenez, but...
That's how they say it. The natives say Jimenez.
Yeah,
the
like
Z
that.
Is a th. Flaco Jimenez. Born this day, 1939.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Bobby McFerrin.
Every life we have some
no musical
trouble.
Instruments at all. When this is just him slapping his chest and making noises.
Don't worry.
Using 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 track recorders.
Wow.
Don't worry.
And making it quite special. Bobby McFerrin, 1950, born this date. That would make him 74 today.
Oh, Elizabeth.
I swear we just had him, so I think we had the wrong date.
Right.
Wikipedia has his birthday date as today, but I remember just doing a Jimmy Fortune. Were you here when we did it?
I don't know.
Or was it with
sure.
one of the other ladies? As I said, other ladies. I suppose you're a lady
don't
then, if I said other ladies. My apologies to you.
Right.
Although you did wear a wig today, so I could see why I'm confused.
Right.
So Jimmy Fortune here, because I played Jimmy Fortune doing Class of 57.
I'm sure.
And his bit, because he took over for Lou DeWitt, as we know.
Yes.
So Jimmy Fortune here. He's 69 today. We move along to...
This is Buttafuoco 101. Here are the players. We have my dad, Joey Buttafuoco. He's the larger than life, you know, baggy pant wearing, mullet rocking dude.
That's who he was. He was Joey Buttafuoco or Buttafuoco. Pronounce it however you want. Although that's his daughter, so I suppose that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. But, you know, when you're kind of a dummy like he is, you can pronounce a guy's name any way you want.
I would think.
He wore a lot of Zubas, and in fact, did you see one of the Cretan Durham Hall games? Their backup goaltender that came in might have been the quarterfinal game. It must have been maybe the semifinal. But his pads, his blocker, his glove were the Zubas pattern.
Oh, my. I did not see that.
Purple and yellow and white. And the first thing that crossed my mind was Joey Buttafuoco.
Right.
But, of course, I didn't want to really go there on the broadcast. I didn't really want to mention Joe. But how would you win? Why would you even mention that? But it went through my brain, of course, because right. That's how my brain works. Joey Buttafuoco is 68. What you think? Of course, he had an affair with Amy Fisher, Long Island Lolita. Amy Fisher shows up, shoots Joey Buttafuoco's wife in the head, Mary Jo. And it was another one of those early half of the 90s, just silly, silly stories.
Right.
This is Cheryl Lynn, and this is one of the great disco tunes of the 70s. She's 67 today. Lisa Loeb is 56. Got the signature look with the glasses.
Yeah, I missed you.
You missed the mute switch.
I did.
Did you reach for it?
I did. I kind of caught me off guard a little bit.
I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard.
So Lisa Loeb is 56 today. He was in Iron Man and a number of other things.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tony. I'm sorry. This is the fun bee. The humdrum bee is back there. Nice job.
He was in the fun V, and Rhodey went to the humdrum V, and Tony Stark would have been better in the humdrum V.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's when they got blowed up, sir.
Right.
Terrence Howard is 55. In Iron Man, he was in Hustle and Flow, Four Brothers, I like him in that. The TV show Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of a big deal him. And not that the other guy... The other guy turned out to be fine in the whole Iron Man Avengers thing, but I think I would have liked Terrence Howard in there,
too. I
thought
he was good. Very good.
Exactly. So he's 55 today. Johnny Knoxville.
Won't you two, Billis, join us up here for a minute?
Actually, we prefer Appalachian Americans.
Man, get out the car!
They prefer Appalachian Americans. I guess that's what the Dukes were.
Yes.
They were Appalachian Americans. There he is. He was Luke Duke. In the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Willie Nelson was Uncle Jesse,
yes.
And Burt Reynolds was Boss Hogg. And Johnny Knoxville, he's a jackass. I mean, he was in the show.
Right.
He was one. He would go out there and do crazy things. He was part of that show, and he was on MTV and then got to do some acting as well. Johnny Knoxville, 53. And we have a rapper of the day today as well. It's Gouda Gouda. I don't know if it's not spelled like the cheese. It's not Gouda Gouda. But it's Gouda Gouda.
Both first and last name spelled
Gouda,
the same.
Gouda Gouda.
Yeah, Gouda Gouda.
41.
41. All right, gone but not forgotten. As you know, he's the second most famous man from Strasburg, North Dakota. The great Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, he's less famous than Sister Rosalind, who was the nun at the St. Paul Saints games, remember?
Yes, I do.
She would give the massages.
Yeah.
Massages from a sister.
Was she from Strasburg?
She sure was.
Okay. We can't forget my little bald-headed friend, Al.
Who?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Champagne time, Neil.
And it's Myron Florin and his accordion up next. And don't forget the Lennon sisters. They were all a part of the Lawrence Welk Show, and we watched it frequently. Lawrence Welk, born on this day in North Dakota in 1903.
Was that on opposite All-Star Wrestling?
I don't know. No, it would have been later than that.
Yeah, probably.
All-Star was like at 6 or something.
No, on Sunday mornings it was on like 11.
11, yes.
Yeah, no, you'd come and be on independent TV, whether that was Channel 11 or then later Channel 9.
Yeah.
Is when you'd get All-Star Wrestling.
That's right. That is correct. Diane Brewster was on Leave It to Beaver and was also in the show Maverick.
Yeah. She was Beaver's teacher.
Oh, right. Theodore.
My name's Beaver.
Beaver? Is that your given name?
Yes, ma'am. My brother gave it to me.
Well, in the classroom, I'd better call you Theodore.
Yes, Miss Canfield.
She was Miss Canfield, yes. And she was quite taken aback when he said Beaver.
Yeah, my brother had given it to me.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
because he couldn't say Theodore.
That was a great
that's
line.
That's the reason for that.
He
couldn't.
Sure.
Wally couldn't say Theodore, so he said Beaver.
Yeah, and that Diane Brewster was born on this day in 1931. Anybody else? You want to, Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia was born on this day, 1936. Otherwise, it's a very dull list of gone. I hope my staff forgot somebody.
We are going to spice it up. We're going to spice it up a little bit here.
All right, good.
Now I can act. To be or not to be. That is the question. Here's the answer.
That's shrimp. Or I should say Shemp.
Shemp?
Yeah, not Shrimp. I'm not Detlef Shrimp.
Right.
The basketball player. Shrimp.
Shemp.
Shemp.
Yeah, no
Shemp
R.
Howard. No R.
Shemp. Yeah.
Shemp.
Well,
Shemp
yeah.
Howard.
One of the
Howards.
One of the Howard boys, Mo, certainly, and
Curly.
Curly,
yeah.
So this was their other brother, Shemp, who got into the act at some point and did a fine job. What year was he born?
1895.
And now?
He was kind of a fill-in.
He was.
You know, but the classic is your Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah,
and then
Curly
every now and then they had to bring in Shemp because Curly struggled with his health.
Oh, so badly. And he had personal issues. He died, in his 40s, I think.
Yes. Yeah. It was tragic.
Yeah. Shemp, and is that it?
Yeah.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'm sure people are watching the Three Stooges. And it's just like any time, you know, when they're... Maybe it's like when you fill in on the morning show.
It's kind of a...
You go to Shemp and you go, oh, if Shemp is on instead of Curly? Oh, jeez.
Right. That's too bad.
I'll watch it, but it won't be
I was
be
hoping
good.
It was a Curly one, not
yes,
a Shemp
exactly.
One.
Exactly. All right. Do you want to start a Bobathon with... It'll be nice here, too, because I get out of here. Although, I'd get out at this time, even when you were in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You would take the Bobathon
take
all the way through.
Right.
But Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Fishing in the Dark,
right.
Randy Travis... With Digging Up Bones or the Bellamy Brothers and Lovers Live Longer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Randy Travis today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake.